We're talking to Mike from River City Coins up in Cape Girardeau. Now, if you don't live in Missouri or Cape Girardeau, what have you, that doesn't mean, call Mike. Just call. You have any questions about coins or anything related, he is one of the most knowledgeable I've run across and the most trustworthy.
Yes.
He'll tell you, you know, hey, I wouldn't buy this from us. Look for somewhere else. Or, hey, here I can get you some good deal. What? He'll be straight up with you. You kind of tell him what you're looking for. Tell him your questions, and he can give you some information to help you get make a better decision. A lot of these places, they'll steer you towards high high premium stuff and what have you. That you just I know how they operate. I know the deal. I like Mike a lot. So I like him, one, as a person. Two, I like him as
he's honest.
As a coin dealer, right?
Yeah, he's honest.
573-334-1108 is his number. Before we get into coins, you got a story about Antifa there near your shop. You were telling Uncle Kevin at the break. I missed it. Tell that story.
You know, a few weeks ago, they had a protest here in Cape, and there's several hundred, mostly white people, killed kids, usually, that showed up for it. And at one point, they were, went down and walked down Broadway and back up Broadway. But in any event, my son, Shane, has a friend that's on the police force, and he called Shane and said, hey, Shane, you know, you might want to go down and babysit the shop, because there's 500 or 600 protesters here, and who knows what they might do. And so, needless to say, we got jumped in the car and came down here right away. We kept the gate closed,
let me interject. So people understand, he has a metal cross gate that fold. It's like a folding curtain, but it's made out of metal, so you can't break through.
And you put a lock on it.
You put a lock on so you can close off the shop entirely. Yes. So anyway, go ahead.
Exactly. So anyway, so Shane stepped outside to smoke, and this while he was sitting there, this fella dressed in a black hoodie with black mask up to his face, black pants, black shoes, and wearing a backpack, the personification of what Antifa generally looks like. Anyway, this fellow walks up and he grabs our gate and he's looking in the shop. And I don't know, what his intentions are, but all the same, when he saw Shane, he turned around and walked off. Well, when Shane saw him, he got up and he went out and accosted the guy and said, hey, are you Antifa? And the guy said, oh, no, I'm, And Shane said, well, you look like Antifa.
And you look sneaky.
And what are you here for, And he said something about the protest or something like that. Because you couldn't understand him too clearly through his mask. And Shane was recording all this with his phone. And make a long story short, he informed this fellow that, we didn't really care for Antifa in this area. And we weren't going to put up with any kind of crap like, they experience in other cities and all. And in fact, Shane said, I want to see your face, and if I don't see your face, I'm going to slobber and knock the out of you. And I pulled his mask down, and Shane looked at his face, right? And Shane turned around and come back to the shop, and he forwarded this video that he had taken to his cop buddy, who spread it around and informed Shane, if that fellow's still there, if you know where he is, let us know. We're going to talk to him. Well, it never happened. He was ever seen again. And not too long after that, before the night was over, actually before the day was over, we had this one lady had commented that the business that would allow their employees to harass innocent protesters like that should not be allowed to operate, and that maybe it ought to be boycotted, And I'm thinking, like, whoa, wait a minute. Because it turns out Shane posted this video on Facebook, which I would have advised him not to do. In any event, later that evening, another fellow from up in Illinois commented that, the fellow that took this video works at River City Coins and Jewelry in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. And, again, a business that allows this sort of thing to happen maybe should be closed, permanently.
Ooh.
And I'm thinking, whoa, that's scary. That's very scary, So we stayed down here. I stayed down here till late, and Shane stayed down here all night, Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night, because of the direct threat that had been made to my business. And, of course, we informed the police of this, and they said that they would beef up patrols in the area. And I'm not too concerned about them you know, breaking my windows or breaking in because it's pretty secure. But there'd be nothing to keep them from throwing a Molotov cocktail or two up on my roof and burning me out.
Yeah.
And so anyway, so we were you know, walking around very nervously there for some time because these people are known to you know, to do things of that sort. And I'm just thankful that apparently we weren't bad enough to, or maybe the guy was an Antifa. I don't know. Maybe he's a window shopper. But he sure looks strange because all the other protesters, all 500 or 600 of them, were all wearing T-shirts and flip-flops and shorts and such. And you didn't see any more of them in black, you know, outfits.
He wasn't there selling Bibles, Mike.
No.
He wasn't.
He didn't have Bibles in his backpack.
He actually got in the car and drove around, you know, downtown and up and down Sprigg and what have you to see if we could find him. And we were going to, you know, inform Shane Strand in the police department where he was, but we never saw him again. So maybe he took it to heart to get out of town. So Shane is, you know, you've seen Shane. I mean, he looked like he could pick you up and break you in two.
Yeah.
And if you give him an opportunity or piss him off, he will.
Yeah.
But anyway.
That's how to handle
but,
it.
Yeah, well, quarantine story, and that's
well, what's interesting about that is
nothing else has happened.
What's interesting, listening to your story, you know, obviously a lot of thoughts go through my mind, but, you know, when he posted on Facebook, it's like we're forced to be put in a situation where we're scared to even speak up and scared to point these people out. And although, you know, probably was it the most pragmatic thing that he posted that video? No, it wasn't the most pragmatic thing, but then again, I mean, this is America. I mean, they're putting us in a position where we're scared of them, and that's a bad dynamic.
Yeah.
Well, they scared me, and like apparently,
yeah, that's what I mean.
Shane got a lot of negative feedback from I don't know how many entities about this situation.
They're all trolls. Most of them, 90% of them, are trolls.
Entities is the right word.
Take that down and get off of Facebook, which he did because. You know, he's the kind of guy, yeah, come on down. Mm-hmm. Yeah, come on. And like, no, I don't, you know, I'm not going to wave a red flag in front of a bull or something, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Invite them, you know, chaos to my business, sure, for sure. But you know what I got to say, so far so good.
Well, that's very interesting. Wow, I didn't know you were going to tell that story. I never heard that from you before. Well, let's get into coins.
Well, it just happened, you know, a couple weeks ago, and I haven't seen
you in a while.
Sunning down in Florida, you lucky dog.
Yeah, I was. No question about it. Well, that's interesting. Let's, I don't even know how to segue. Let's talk about coins now. That's all I can say. Let's talk about coins. Yeah. So from your perspective, just give people maybe they don't know a lot about coins. Why should they even care?
Well, in all my education and experience, I've determined for a fact that the only way to protect yourself from the ravages of inflation is to purchase gold and silver. And it's the only commodity or thing that the government can't evaporate out of existence. And consequently, it's going to be available and there for you if a worst-case situation. When the Depression hit in 1929, stock market crashed, all that, if a fellow was sitting on gold and silver, he made out like a bandit because he was buying stuff back up at 10 cents on the dollar. By the same token, 1979-80, when inflation rose, interest rates went to 14-15%, gold and silver peaked at 850 and 50, respectively. And there again, so if you know, worth the depression we ever had, if you had gold and silver, you're fine. Worth the inflation we ever had, if you had gold and silver, you're fine. And, you know, that's a good lesson that's hard to ignore. And I took it to heart. I felt that, you know, it's hard enough to make any money or save any money these days, but then if you do come up with money, there's all these people wanting to advance it for you or use it or get it from you somehow. And the only way I discovered to be able to keep it is to put it in gold and silver. Since I've been in the business, the stock market's crashed, I don't know, a couple times at least, maybe three, and trillions of dollars in assets wiped out, you know, when the market crashed. And gold and silver just keeps on keeping on, and it's always worth what it's worth, and it's never been worth nothing. And, you know, silver and gold is something that is, has been used as a medium of exchange all over the world throughout history. They've been the metal of choice, you know, the thing of choice to transact business with. You know, I mean, it's a stable commodity that's always worth something.
Yes. Well, tell us, I love silver. There's nothing, ladies and gentlemen, if you've never held a roll of silver dollars, peace dollars in your hand, and like a roll of 20 of them in your hand, and I mean, you know you have something in your hand. I mean, you know it. You're like, whoa, you know that you got something. Tell us a little bit about the market, specifically. I know silver and gold availability. Are people looking to buy? Are people looking to sell? What's going on with the market right now?
Kind of froze up back in a couple months ago because all this is going on. They closed the mint down and they stopped production of silver and gold eagles and such, and all this, that just further increased demand, which drove up the premium. So the premiums on actual metal right now in your hand are quite high, but they have come down, and I suspect they will continue down a downward trend unless they have to close the mint down again. The demand is real high relative to supply, and that's one thing that's driving the premiums up.
So explain this. I think this is very important so people understand. So you may look at some website, and they'll say spot price of silver is $17.50 or $18. So spot price of silver, the paper value of silver on Wall Street is $18. So when you want to go buy an ounce, so when you want to go to a coin store like Mike's and you want to buy, okay, I want a silver eagle, an ounce of silver, here's my $18. And Mike will just laugh at you. Explain that to people. Why?
Well, you know, the base value, for one thing, spot price is the cost of a contract on the commodity exchange. And if you want to take actual physical possession of silver, you have to pay, obviously, the fabrication and handling charges to make it available to you. And needless to say, it costs more to make 100 one-ounce pieces than it does one 100-ounce bar. So you could buy a 100-ounce bar for a lot less than you could buy 100 one-ounce rounds or what have you. But the premium that you have to pay over spot is based on the production cost at the time and the inflationary expectations and supply and demand situation at that point in time.
So what's a silver eagle? You know, I don't know, just a random date, silver eagle, good condition. Spot price is $18 for silver. What does a silver eagle cost?
Your cost is around $24. By the roll. If you want 2020s, I've been getting $30 for them because they're a very short supply on account of but they are coming back. The premium has dropped down. My replacement cost, several weeks ago on Eagles was $650 over spot. Today it's only $450 over spot. Normally it's $275 to $3 over spot. So that's like buying $500 at a time. I have to charge what I have to pay, plus a dollar or so for my part, you know, and that's why, you know, you get up to, you know, on Eagles is like $24 to $30 an ounce right now. The other rounds are coming on at around 20 to 21 in quantity. My cost is like $250 over spot. My replacement cost on silver right now is around 20 to 21 bucks.
Wow.
Just generic silver. And it's $22-$23 on Eagle Silver. And 2020 Silver Eagles right now cost me about $25 a piece.
Where do you see this? You said you see the premiums calming down. Do you see if the mint closes again, you see that going back? I mean, I'm not asking you kind of to predict the future here, but, you know, from your experience, what do you see the short-term market dynamics as?
Well, you know, any person that wants to can Google silver price manipulation and discover that there's definitely a move underway by big banks and commodity brokers and central banks to maintain a, you know, a low price for silver and gold to a lesser extent, so that they can acquire as much as they can at low prices before the bottom falls out and the dollar or the economy, and then it goes to crazy levels. That's, you know, the short term, I think if the mint continues to produce and the supply chains, are back up and running again, that the premiums will probably come down in the short run. But in the long run, I mean, like $100 silver can easily occur. Right now, it's like 95 ounces of silver to buy an ounce of gold. And the 3,000-year average is 16 ounces of silver would buy an ounce of gold. But at this point,
so people, let's go over that again so people understand. So traditionally in the, like the 20s, it was about 16 to 20 ounces of silver equaled 1 ounce of gold. And it's been that way for, like you said, at the average for centuries, millennium really. It's about that average.
Yeah.
Right now, it takes 95 ounces of silver to buy 1 ounce of gold. So either the price of gold is way high or the price of silver is way low or some combination.
Exactly.
That's basically what you're saying.
Exactly. Exactly. So, it all really depends on what happens, in the near term, whether it goes up or down or sideways. But I think this represents an excellent buying opportunity, even at these high premiums, because...
we're not giving trading advice or anything like that, but we're just telling our opinion and what we do. That's what Mike's telling. So this isn't trading advice, and you make your own decisions, ladies and gentlemen. But if you're interested in coins, Mike's shop there in River City Coins is a great place to get coins. You can have them shipped to you. He can answer questions for you. And, again, having somebody you can trust to answer coin questions is important. We got a few minutes left, Mike. Anything else that you would like to say on anything that's going on in the world, any subject? I know you can talk about just about anything.
This is true, and that's very hard for me to come up with something.
If I was in your store, you would talk straight for 2 hours.
Yeah,
what are you talking about?
Exactly. You got any sales going on, Mike?
Well, no, there's nobody giving this stuff away these days. We're lucky that we can charge whatever we want for it.
You're lucky he has silver.
Mm, yeah.
I'll sell you any, is the thing. I mean, I'm of the opinion that I just can keep it to sell it. I'd really rather have the silver and gold than the money.
Well, that's a question I got.
But I do trade it in it, and the market is opening up where I can buy more to replace what I'm selling at a less expense, But it's pretty thin, and I don't know when it's going to, open up and be readily available at a reasonable price over spot.
Yes, I'm here. I'm thinking out loud, listening to you. I at some point in my mind, when people wake up to the fact of what's going on, the amount of money, I mean, you said something earlier that I think just went right over our head. We didn't even mention the national debt went from $21 trillion to $27 trillion this year, just like that, like in a blink. They're printing money. I mean, they're printing money as fast. They're running out of ink. I mean, that's how fast they're printing this money. And, at some point, the velocity of money comes down to the average person. And that velocity of money is going to wash over this country. And I think there will be an awakening and a rush to things like gold and silver, cryptocurrencies, what have you. I think there's going to be such a rush that I don't think it'll be, I don't think we've ever seen anything quite like it. I don't know your thoughts.
Well, that's absolutely true. And that's the reason I'm kind of sitting on the fence about whether I even sell it or not. I wasn't able to buy anything from the public, for about 5 or 6 weeks there. And, my stock, of silver and gold was diminished, during that period of time, basically to my regulars and such, that I feel like I need to accommodate because I kind of hoard the stuff, you know, all the time anyway. And but then I thought, well, you know, maybe I ought to see about getting some more of this, you know. And since the public wouldn't bring it and sell it to me, I called the people I normally buy from, and that's when I found out that my cost was $6 over spot, and I'd been selling it for $20 an ounce when it's going to cost me $26 to buy some more. So I jacked my price up to $25, and still people say, well, how many can I get? Well, don't get greedy. You know, I'll sell you a roll or two, but I'm not selling you my whole damn stock. You know what I mean? I'd rather have the gold and silver than the money. But so anyway, I don't know. I'm still... I have been able to buy some from the public since I reopened, and that's encouraging. But by the same token, I'd still rather buy more than sell mine.
We got about a minute or so. We got River City Coins, 573-334-1108, 573-334-1108. You can call and talk to Mike or talk to Shane. Don't threaten Shane. You might get a post on Facebook.
Yeah.
Or don't pop, find,
or pop in the eye.
Or pop in a black eye. You make sure you tell Shane we said hi.
Yeah, absolutely.
I will.
We got about... go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just saying, I don't know if he's able to listen to the podcast at this time, but I'm sure he'll listen to it on the rerun. And
yeah.
I do very much appreciate the opportunity to speak with you all, and I look forward to seeing you all in my shop again. And I very much appreciate all the good words you have to say about me and my business. It's pretty much appreciated, and I like you guys as much as y'all like me.
Excellent.
Well, fantastic. Well, there he goes, Mike Sprouse over River City Coins. Check it out, 573-334-1108. He's not paying us a sponsor, ladies and gentlemen.
We just like him.
We just like Mike.
Yeah.
And we know that people have a lot of questions about silver and gold. You want a question about silver and gold? More than likely, Mike is going to be an excellent resource to answer your questions. Mm-hmm. So that's what I would say. There's the music on the other side, a little more news. And we'll see if we can get a little bit of Joyce replay. We got a lot of news, but definitely next week we'll have some replays of Joyce. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. Happy, healthy, successful, and free as God intends you. That's what our goal is. That's what we want. That's what we're living for. Stay tuned.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy, and Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Yes, they should. Everyone should be pro-life.
Absolutely.
I'll tell you what's not pro-life are these masks. You seen this video, Ohio State Representative, what's his name? Find his name. Nino Vitale.
I haven't seen it, no.
Well, he takes some students and he tests their oxygen levels, these masks, and measures their oxygen level. Mm-hmm. And they're unsafe as far as even OSHA standards.
I heard about that. I haven't seen it.
Yeah, they're unsafe.
Yeah, the buzzer goes off once they put the masks on. The oxygen level falls to the unsafe level.
Right.
Yeah.
It's unsafe. You know, and then you talk about get your immune system suppressed, and now whatever is out there with COVID or Corona, now you're more susceptible.
Yeah.
But don't worry, Biden, if he gets elected, he's gonna make everybody sick. I'd like to know how he's gonna make everybody wear a mask.
He can't even talk.
Well, so apparently he's got a 12-point lead on Trump, though. I know it's laughable.
It is laughable.
It's a joke.
Huffington Post said 99% that Clinton would win over Trump.
I think no matter, I'm not trying to make predictions. I've told you a long time ago, we were right on that they were going to shut down America. It'd come in stages. It would lift up in the summer and then come back with a vengeance and be awful in the fall. That's what I told you. Sources were telling us.
Yes.
Us right from the beginning. This was, almost 6 months ago
six
now.
Months
or not quite that.
That. Yeah,
six. 4 months, maybe. 4 or 5 months. We told you that.
It's coming. They're coming back.
And
with
so.
With vengeance, I think.
Well, it certainly looks like they're doubling down.
They have to. They were embarrassed so bad with this COVID nonsense that they put out here. The only people that are dying are the ones in the nursing home. Or the ones that die in an accident or a gunshot wound.
The founder, do you know the co-founder, Patrice Collis or something like that? The founder of Black Lives Matter, she said, I am a trained Marxist.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, that's what this is.
That's all they are.
And ideologically, ladies and gentlemen, you got to be prepared for the fight. You're in the fight whether you want to be or not. And it's an ideological fight.
Yeah.
And the kryptonite to these Marxist. That's what they are.
That's what they are.
The kryptonite is the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights. That's right. It's the kryptonite.
Mm-hmm.
And the police, look, you got to bend to this too. You're part of the problem.
You are.
You represent and you support a fascist society. When they say, well, the police support fascists, they are 100% correct.
Yeah, when you don't arrest them, you're in support of them.
Well, not only that, they support the corporate oligarchy that's growing in the government.
Yeah.
They support the corporate government structure.
It's terrible. It's terrible.
That's what they enforce.
Yeah.
If you don't believe me, look who they sided with when all this, they wanted the different governors to enforce this. This is self-evident.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have such a level of delusion and denial to not see this at this point. The police do not work for you.
No.
When I say police, I mean the police departments. The police departments, the overarching institution, mm-hmm. does not work for you, we, the people.
Correct.
For us, we, the people.
Bingo.
New York Times staff writer and Pulitzer Prize winner calls the white race barbaric devils and bloodsuckers.
Is he white?
No, what do you think?
I don't know.
No.
Usually they're white when they say that.
The founder of the New York Times 1619 Project. 1619 is supposedly the year that black slavery started in America.
Okay.
Well, the Irish are being, they act like they weren't slaves before this. I'm not belittling slavery or the issue of slavery.
Yeah.
Gosh almighty, but.
But it only took America 72 years to get rid of it.
Slavery's
been around for 10,000 years, 20,000, maybe a million years. And it only took America 72 years to get rid of it. So take that.
That's a good point.
It's a great point.
The biggest, I'm not going to get into that right now. The founder of the New York Times 1619 Project and Pulitzer Prize winner wrote a letter talking about that white are barbaric devils and bloodsuckers.
Okay, and that
Christopher Columbus and those like him were no different than Hitler.
And I say he's a mossback.
It's a she.
Oh, she's a mossback.
She goes
a double mossback.
She goes on to add before suggesting that Native American and Africans traded technological and harbored a mutual respect. That whereas the white race lasting monument was the destruction and enslavement of the two people. Okay, I'm part Indian, meaning feathers, not dots. And Indians, the noble red man, the people, this myth, that's not true. The Indians were vicious.
Some of the most vicious races on the planet.
Yes.
What they did to the infidels. Oh my gosh, did it white people?
Well, this concept that the white race would not have taken over the Indians if it wasn't for a disease. They were not. I mean, you talk about guerrilla fighting. They would have annihilated the white people
right,
if they wanted.
Exactly.
They would have annihilated them.
They just didn't have any antibodies to the diseases that they brought over.
Right. It's that simple.
It's that simple. Yeah.
It's really that simple.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can say whatever you want to say. When they brought guns over and a little more numbers, they started to have some hope.
Yeah.
But the Indians were unbelievable guerrilla fighters.
They were.
And the whites had no chance.
Yeah.
Zero. And I'm not saying it's an act of God, but, a pandemic, basically a pandemic went through. It's basically an act of God. I mean, I don't know. Basically an act of God, like a tornado or whatever.
They had no immunity to.
That's what killed most of the Indians. It's not white people. No, shut up.
Yeah.
You don't even know history.
Right.
80-90%. I mean, it's pretty much been
smallpox
proven.
Wiped out tribes.
Well, and then that doesn't help. They did blankets in the late 80s. But that was later.
That was later
in the reservation time when they were. And now, am I belittling what happened to the? No, I'm not. But this idea that, Indians are peaceful and a great society and they just wanted to get along with everybody. Not so much. And that, they got along with the Africans. No, they didn't. No, they didn't. They'd scalp them in heartbeats just like whites.
Oh, my God.
No, they didn't.
They'd roast them over a fire.
Students are demanding a professor be fired for opposing slavery. Did that make any sense to you?
Well, in today's, yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Well, what's the guy's name? Walter Block is his name.
Blockhead or
no,
Block?
All right. Block. He's the professor at Loyola University of New Orleans. I mean, pretty big university.
Pretty big. Yeah, it's good.
He says because he's a libertarian. He's a libertarian.
All right. We love libertarians.
Right. He says, I'm a libertarian, so I'm opposed to slavery. I'm not opposed to it on a moral issue. I'm opposed to it on a rights issue. You know, or it's not the moral issue they want it to be opposed upon. So they didn't agree. He didn't agree with everything they said, exactly the way they said it. So now he's got to go. Even though he opposes slavery. I oppose slavery because I'm a libertarian.
Then he opposes corporations.
I don't think he got that far. I don't think he had
a chance. Corporations are great about slavery. Just ask Apple over in China.
Yeah, yeah.
With the suicide nets, yeah. So people can't kill themselves when they jump out.
Well, that's a career, isn't it?
And they worry. I repair the suicide nets outside.
Why are we laughing about
this? That's terrible.
It is terrible. What's your career? Well, believe me, I got job security.
Yeah.
they need me. I got to make sure those nets work.
God. If anybody dies, so do I. Oh, Jesus. Sorry.
Oh, my gosh. You're bad.
I am.
Well, I'm laughing, too. I got a whip with the noodle.
Lord, forgive me.
Yeah, like Larry the Cable Guy with the pygmies in Africa.
Yeah.
We're going to go to Sherry. Larry the Cable Guy said one of the funniest things I've ever heard in my
life.
He said, the other day, I got bit by one of those brown recluses. He says, oh, not the spider, the Puerto Rican down the street who never leaves his house.
I almost pissed my pants. That was so funny.
Why? This is a little gallows humor, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, I don't know what else to do. God. Let's go to Sherry. She can bring some. Sherry, straighten this out. Will you please? Sherry in Kansas, you're live on the air.
Hello, guys.
Hello.
Hi. Oh, there's a, talking about slavery.
Yeah.
There's a guy, he lives in Baltimore now, but I know he grew up on the, somewhere else on the East Coast, I believe, and he had access to the high school he went to. He got in trouble a lot. Kind of sounds like you, Daniel. As far as he was sent, you know, he was just one of those students that, you know, challenged the teachers and stuff. But he was a reader, and the library at the high school he went to had a lot of old books, history books that, you know, and he's written a lot of books, and he's written two about slavery, white slavery,
mm-hmm.
that I have, and I got one of them loaned out, and I can't find the other one, so I can't tell you his name.
Oh.
But the first book he wrote was really, he just printed a book by a gentleman that was, he was Scottish, and he was 9 years old when he was captured off the streets of Aberdeen. And it was like, I believe it was 1822 or something like that.
Wow.
And they, and the businessmen in Aberdeen were in on it. The magistrate was in on it. And they took him to America and sold him as a slave, as an indentured servant at 9 years old. And he was lucky that the guy who purchased him was a good man. And he treated him real good, and he basically treated him like a son almost, but not quite. But he, and when his indentured time was up, he says, I'll work one more year if you teach me how to read.
Wow.
And he, but that's what the book's about. And he finally made his way, and it's all his adventures and stuff. And he was a, he got drafted in the military. When the guy died that bought him, he left him a lot of money, and the guy was able to start a life, and he got married, and then the Indians raided his farm and killed his wife and child, and then the British military comes along and drafts him into the military against his will.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's really interesting, but he talks about, you know, in both books, he talks about how indentured servants were treated worse than the black slaves because they had to pay more for the black slaves, and they treated them
well. They had a longer term investment too. I mean, I'm not trying to be callous about it, but they had you know this is a lifelong investment. 7 years, it's like a rented mule. I'm going to wear this thing out and just kick it down the road.
And a lot of things.
Well, and what they would do is when they came near the time of their servitude was over, they could starve them. They could, make their life so miserable that they would run away. And then when if they got caught, they had more years added on to their indentured servitude.
That's
and
sick.
Yeah. They would wear them down that way.
Yeah. And a lot of them wouldn't even.
And a lot of them got killed.
Yeah. Well, a lot of them wouldn't even let them out after their 7 years. They just said, you're mine.
That's sick.
Yep.
Well, and they could beat him to death.
Yes,
in fact,
exactly.
Did you know that Benjamin Franklin's father indentured him to his, Franklin's oldest brother at the age of 12?
No, I didn't know that.
And his brother used to beat him every day over the printing press.
No, I didn't know that.
Oh,
and
wow.
Somebody mentioned on some show recently that Benjamin Franklin had slaves, and Benjamin Franklin is really anti-slavery just from his experience.
Well, they say that, you know, they criticize Thomas Jefferson. Here's something you need to know, ladies and gentlemen. Thomas Jefferson owned slaves. He wanted to free them. It was against the law to free slaves when you owed money. Unlike politicians today, Thomas Jefferson actually lost money going into the presidency.
Yeah, absolutely.
He actually was poorer after he came out. And so when you owed money, you couldn't free your slaves. These are facts that nobody wants to talk about. Also, he was probably Samuel Adams was probably the most. The father of the Revolution, by the way. The father of the American Revolution, Samuel Adams. Thomas Jefferson was one of the most vocal anti-slavery voices of the 18th century. He wrote a scathing indictment about slavery in the original Declaration of Independence that was taken out. He came one vote from getting a sunshine clause on slavery in Virginia, the biggest colony, most influential colony. That was Thomas Jefferson's doing. And for somebody to ridicule Thomas Jefferson for slavery now, you are an ignorant fool. Really, stupid.
I concur.
It's just stupid.
Yeah.
Sherry, I sure appreciate your call. You doing okay?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
what do you think
this thing
what?
Really didn't affect me much because I don't go out a whole lot anyway.
You're probably best.
I live out in the country, and I really hate to go to town.
Well, those chickens, they want you to wear a mask, they told me. The chickens are tired of you running around without your mask on.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just kidding. It's really good to talk to you, Sherry. Thank you so much for your call.
Okay. Bye.
God bless you. A little more news. Green Bay mayor, the mayor of Green Bay, Wisconsin. Wisconsin's going to be a battle state here. He told you, Trump had the rally there.
Oh, yeah, he had a rally. And didn't he have a...
town hall.
No, but didn't he give him a $10 billion contract to build boats up there? Was that Wisconsin?
Yeah, to some of the people up there.
Boy, that's...
Well, here's what the mayor says.
Oh,
Green Bay mayor warns Trump before visit the hospitality has its limits. Okay, who says this to a president? Who in the world says this to a president?
An idiot.
The mayor of Green Bay penned a letter where he says in the letter that the city won't tolerate, quote, ignorance and won't endorse, quote, divisive and bigoted rhetoric.
Well, he's got to go then.
Bigoted, divisive, and bigoted rhetoric. Yeah. So the national anthem is divisive. Mm-hmm. The national anthem is bigoted.
Mm-hmm.
So Trump is divisive and bigoted. So Trump is now like the national anthem.
That guy's a moron.
We are an increase here. We are, here's his quote. We are an increasingly diverse city with a vibrant immigrant heritage. Well, that's America.
That's America.
And culture and strong connections to the indigenous people who call our region the indigenous people. Okay. He wrote, quote, our instinct
what's
towards. In,
what's he talking about? Antifa?
The indigenous. No, Indians. Indians. They don't say Indians anymore.
That was a joke, son.
Yeah, they don't say Indians anymore. Well, no, I wanted to bring it up. They don't say Indians anymore. Well, I'm part Indian. I say Indian.
Yeah.
I'm more Indian than this mayor, I promise you.
Oh, I know. You look Indian.
I promise you I'm more Indian than this mayor. If you saw my grandma, you'd think she came off a reservation.
Mm-hmm.
Won't endorse or ignore divisive and where are we? Here, now I'm totally. We don't tolerate intolerance or willful ignorance. So, willful ignorance about what? He's talking about these masks. He goes on to talk about that, too, about the mask, that he's causing deaths.
He's an idiot.
Because Trump won't wear a mask. Yeah, now you see Biden's wearing a mask everywhere. See, the reason I brought up this is because this is how this is going to be turned on Trump. He's not wearing a mask. He's killing people.
Right, yeah.
And he's divisive. We can't have this divisive talk here. Yeah. See, that's the new trick that they're going to say.
Yeah, like, as coronas go out of control in a few months.
Here, continue the letter. The challenges we face as a community, state, and country are immense. Yeah, because of people like you.
Yeah, absolutely.
I inserted that.
That was good.
Continue on. And they have grown only more immediate with the spread of the coronavirus. The tragic deaths of nearly 125,000 Americans. I'm not belittling 125,000 people dying, but, that is not much to justify the shutdown of the whole country.
No, the whole world.
The whole world.
Yeah.
You're talking about 125,000, was it a quarter million throughout the world, yeah. They say, allegedly.
And it's probably more like 40,000.
It's probably 20.
Yeah, it's probably 20, yeah.
It's probably 20,000.
I was being generous.
It's probably 20,000 in America. I mean, yeah. 20 to 40,000 would be more. I'd be willing to bet dollars and donuts. That's pretty more accurate than this 125,000.
George, that got killed. He was. They put him down as coronavirus death.
Everybody.
So it's all nonsense.
George Floyd.
Yeah, they put him down as a.
Are you joking?
No.
You're serious? I did not.
Dead to right. Serious.
There you go. I'm probably high in my estimation.
yeah.
Let me read this letter. Americans, an incredibly harmful impacts this virus has had on our economy. This moment calls for honest, empathic, and courageous leadership, and I ask you to exemplify these qualities tomorrow and the days ahead. If you have an inclination to do any of these things, please know I will support your efforts, regardless of our very real political difference. What real political difference do you have? Because you're a communist? Because you're a Marxist?
Yeah, he's a commie.
See, that's the line, ladies and gentlemen. The line is the government, it's white and light and dark. Light is about free choice, free will, the Declaration of Independence. Dark is about control, manipulation, taking your will away from you, and the UN Declaration of Charter on Human Rights.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. I just made the line for you. It's clear as that, clear as a bell. The Bill of Rights versus the UN Charter and control and manipulation. That's it. That's the line.
Done deal.
There you go. Simplified this for you. What other show has made this more clear than our show?
None.
Not that I've ever heard.
Nope.
We've been right on. This is the line.
Yeah.
Cambridge University defends academic who said white lives don't matter. Talked about that earlier. Supreme Court turns down case on qualified immunity for police. We talked about that. It's a very big incident. They will not challenge this or will not hear this. It is ridiculous. It is. Not only immunity for police, immunity for politicians when they're doing their job. Their standard to get them indicted on anything is so high and is so difficult.
Yep.
You might just, people just get, forget it, whatever. I'll just do what the police say. I'll just genuflect. Hell, if I get pulled over, I'll just pull out the car and just go down on the ground. Hell, it'll save time.
Yeah.
It's easier.
No, I agree.
See, that's where we are.
Yeah.
Police. Well, if you just do what I say, we won't have a problem.
Screw you.
Yeah, exactly. Who are you?
Yeah, who are you?
Who are you? Your job is to protect our rights.
Yeah.
Well, I'm here to keep people safe. Well, no, you're not. No, you're not. No. You want to keep us safe? Go tear down that Antifa city in Seattle.
Yeah, exactly. Go give them a ticket.
I put out a challenge for any cop to come justify those police in Mississippi. We haven't got a call. The police in Mississippi, remember, gave those people?
I was here.
I wanted to read. Let me read this quote. This is this is about the story about the disappointment that the Supreme Court kicked this can down the road. There is no shortage of outrageous qualified immunity cases for the Supreme Court to take. Ladies and gentlemen, I could sit here night and day, day and night, for quite a while and read cases about the police, the most outrageous things you could ever imagine.
Mm-hmm.
And
they do these crazy things because they know they have the immunity.
Well, absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Absolutely.
Did you see? Now you got me fired up. Did you see that case that was in Philadelphia a couple of years ago where the police said, "Oh yeah, this guy attacked us on a scooter and he did this and that." You know, some guy on a scooter and they ended up beating. They almost killed him.
Yeah, didn't they run him off the road?
Yeah, they said, "Well, he came after us and we had to defend ourselves." And da 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 da. They came up with this whole story.
Lied all the way through it.
His girlfriend or his wife started doing some research, some kicking. They didn't even research anything. They didn't even investigate whatever. Mm-hmm. The cops had all their stories straight. All the local cameras there, whatever, were all gone, whatever, there was a video across the street.
Yeah.
Something showed the video. The 100% of what they said was a lie.
Yep.
I mean, you listen to them, and they got up in front of the media and told their story. To see the way they lied, the bald face, I mean, it's like, my God.
And nothing happened to him because of the immunity.
They ran over this guy.
They ran him right over,
knocked him off a scooter, and beat the bejesus out of him.
Yep.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, where was I on this? And people are listening. Why are you telling me this? I'm telling you this so you understand.
Yeah.
You want to reform America? The BLM is right. These police are fast. They're protecting fascists.
Yep.
You think, well, that's extreme. Ladies and gentlemen, who do you think they work for?
Yeah.
They work for these corporate cities. Who do you think they work for?
And they're told to stand down. What do they do? When somebody's busted windows and knocking over things, the cops are supposed to there to stop it.
It has refused to hear a case this year, but it can only avoid the issue for so long. The skewed incentives of qualified immunity guarantee that lower courts will continue to generate more examples of injustice. And we'll keep bringing those examples back to the courthouse steps until we break through. Well, good for you.
Oh, that's good. That's good news.
Bill Gates, not even close to doing enough.
Screw him.
Bill Gates has some fake breast milk for you, so you don't have to breastfeed your children.
It's poison.
About that?
It's poison, too, I heard.
Governor Abbott from Texas orders Texas bars to close again like he's God. I want to see these bars say, I'm not doing it. And then watch where the police side.
Yep.
Go ask Shelley Luther what side the police are on, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
Okay. U.S. Airlines CEOs to hold the White House meeting. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great weekend. We love you. We care about you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Happy, healthy, successful, and free as God intends you. You're in the right place. Bye from the good guys.
And we're going to win.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is...